poll, big majority of voters say Biden. 81, not physically or mentally fit for presidency. By Wendell Hasebo on February 22, 2024. Only about one quarter of voters say President Joe Biden. An 81-year-old elderly man with a poor memory is physically or mentally fit to serve a second term, Quinnipiac polling found Wednesday. The survey contradicts the established media defense of Biden's health is acute and that any speculation to the contrary is ageist and a right-wing media conspiracy theory. It also underscores questions raised by Democrats about whether Biden should step aside and allow another candidate to be Democrat nominee. Get it together, Joe. Biden appears confused during Veterans Day ceremony. The survey asked voters whether Biden had the physical fitness and mental fitness to serve a second presidential term. Physical fitness, 35% said yes, 62% said no. Mental fitness, Biden, 34% said yes, 64% said no. The poll also asked voters about Biden's age. A whopping 67% of voters believe Biden is too old to serve a second term, while 31% have believed Biden is not too old to serve another 4 years. The poll sampled 1,421 self-identified registered voters from February 15 to 19 with a 2.6 margin of error. Biden suffers from atrial fibrillation, peripheral neuropathy in his feet, and hyperlipidemia, according to his annual physical conducted in February by physician Kevin O'Connor. Biden looks confused about how to get off stage. The survey comes after Biden once again tripped walking up the stairs of Air Force One. He ascended the slightly shorter than usual stairs when he tripped twice but did not fall. After the diagnosis, Biden began boarding Air Force One's second, shorter staircase to presumably remain on his feet. In 2023, Biden tripped, stumbled, and tumbled at least 5 times in public view. Those videos are here. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.